So let's review. The Gemara continues expounding the text of the Megillah. The word kivoid indicates that he wore the bigdei kahuna, regarding which it says lechavoid ulsefares. He first made a feast for the kingdom and then for the capital city of Shushan. The Gemara cites a machlokes where the melech pikeach hoya, he acted wisely because bnei masei kol emas debayi mafayis lahu, he could win over the local people whenever he needed to. Or whether tipish haya, he acted foolishly, because imardu behanach hani habakaimi bahadei. He should fear the local people more during a rebellion, and so he should have secured their loyalty first. The Gemara continues, mipnei manas chayvu sanen shel Yisrael shebaisei hadar kliya. Why were the Yidden liable to the decree of annihilation? At first, the Talmidim suggested, mipnei shenehenu misudashya shaloshay rasha. It was because they enjoyed the feast of Achashverosh. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asked them, "Im kein shebeshushan yargu, shebechol ha'olam kulay al yargu, only the local Yidden deserved punishment." Therefore, he explained, "Pnei sheishtachvu letzelem, was because they bowed to the statue in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. However, heim lo yasu elo lefnim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa imahen elo lefnim. Just as they only sinned outwardly, Hashem only made the decree, but did not carry it out." The Gemara next expounds the Psukim, describing many details about the decor at the feast and describes the events at the feast. The Pasuk says, Gam Vashti Hamalko Osasa Mishtei Noshim Beis Hamalchus. The word Gam teaches us, Shneim Dvar Aveir Neschavnu. Achashverosh and Vashti both intended to cause the Jews to sin. Thus, the Pasuk says, Bayoim HaShvi'i Ketoiv Lev HaMelech Bayoyin. And the Gemara explains, Yoim HaShvi'i Shabbos Hoya. It was on Shabbos. They had the following debate. Halalu Aimrim Madiois Nois, Halalu Aimrim Parsiois Nois. Which country had the most beautiful women? And Achashverosh said, Klisha ni mishtamish boy kasdoi, Ritzainchem Leroysa. My wife, who is Chaldean, is the most beautiful. Do you wish to see her? And they replied, In, Ubavachitahe Aruma. Yes, but present her unclothed. The Gemara explains, Bemida sha'adam moided ba, moided in loy. This happened to Vashti Mida Keneged Mida, because Haisa Vashti Harisha Mavia Benes Yisrael Mavshitan Aruma Isfa Isibohem Melacha B'Shabbos. She used to force Jewish girls to work for her on Shabbos while unclothed. The Pasuk continues, Vatimoein Hamalko Vashti. Vashti refused to come. Some say because Parcha Batzaras, she was struck with leprosy, while others say because Bagavriel Va'asa Lozano, she grew a tail. And then the Pasuk says, Vayoyme Memuchan. Memuchan spoke up first to offer advice to the king. The Gemara explains, Memuchan ze Haman, Shemuchan l'peronus. This refers to Haman, who was prepared for his eventual downfall. Upon his advice, the king sent out a decree, Liois kol ish soirer beveisoi. The Gemara comments, El mala igres harishoinois, lo nishtayer misayneen shal Yisrael siridu palit. If not for these first letters, the Yidden would not have survived, because the people wondered, Pshita, this is obvious, even a simple person rules his home. Therefore, they were skeptical about the second letters and did not follow its instructions to annihilate the Jews immediately. The Megillah proceeds with Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Habira V'Goymer, Ish Yemini. The Gemara asks, Korele Yehudi, Alma B'Yehuda Kasi, Korele Yemini, Alma B'Binyamin Kasi. The Pasuk at first seems to say that he was from Shevet Yehuda, and then indicates that he was from Shevet Binyamin. The Gemara offers several answers. 1. Aviv mi Binyamin ve'imay mi Yehuda. His father was from Binyamin and his mother was from Yehuda. 2. Mishpachos miskari zu bezu. These shvatim argued among themselves. Yehuda maintained, Ana garmi de misyad Mordechai, de lo katle David de Shimon ben Gera. Mordechai's existence is to our credit, because David HaMelech from Shevet Yehuda speared the life of Shimon ben Gera, an ancestor of Mordechai. However, Binyamin pointed out, Minoi Kasi, he's actually from our Shevet. 3. Mi Binyamin Kasi, he was from Shevet Binyamin. However, Kol HaKoifer B'Avoid Zara Nikro Yehudi. He was called Yehudi because he rejected the Avoid Zara of Haman.